God ain't never want us to have no four or five husbands. He ain't never wanted us to have four or five wives. But then now we can check one out today, marry her and divorce her and get us another. Those are some of the signs that God said would be in the last days. Then he said that man's enemies would be those of his own household. Even your children are coming up on with murdering parents. And parents are even murdering children. Some of them are marrying children before they come out the mother's womb. Pulling the baby out, throwing it in the trash can, and putting on a prom dress, going on to the dance. So Jesus said they don't have any morals. It's not no matter what you've done. It's what you're going to do about it.
You know I feel like going.
We are in hopes that you enjoyed our bishop's message today and were truly blessed. Please join us each Sunday at the same time or visit us for worship in Leesville, Louisiana. Our Bible study is Tuesday at 7:30 p.m. Our worship service is Friday at 7:30 p.m. Our Sabbath school is Saturday at 10 a.m. and Sabbath service Saturday at 1 p.m. Our phone number is 337-238-0314. Or you can visit our website at www.churchofjesuschristhop.org. Praise be to God for our general overseer and founders, Bishop Elbert Mulberry and Annie Mulberry. Come worship with God's great body of people and be blessed in Jesus' name until we meet again the same time next week.
This is KAYT, Gina, Alexandria. This is Gospel Radio at its very best. 88.1. KAYT, praising the Lord.
You just tuned in to the outreach ministries of the Mount Calvary Baptist Church, located 320 Daspit Street in Alexandria, Louisiana. Reverend Ronnie Humphrey Sr. is the pastor. We are a church of the living word, preaching and teaching the word, thereby fulfilling God's command as stated in Mark 16:15 to go therefore into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. At Mount Calvary Baptist Church, leading to others is the church's first priority. Now join Pastor Humphrey in a sermon already in progress.
This is the day that the Lord has made. We shall be glad and rejoice in it.
Bye.
the sound, saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, now I'm found, was blind, but now I see.
Loving Father. Yes, sir. Oh God, we stand once again upon the land of the living. Yes. Only, oh God, because you saw fit to place us here in time. Father, we thank you for your grace and we thank you for your mercy, Father. Lord, we know that they are everlasting. They are always at a beck and call. Father, we thank you for your beloved Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord and our Savior, the one whom we hope in, oh Lord. Father, thank you for the blood of that lamb that ran down the hills of Calvary. Father, it washed away all of our sins, all of our transgressions, and washed us as white as snow. Oh God, we lean towards you. We lean and depend on you, for there is none other in all of heaven and in all the earth. Father, we give you honor, glory, and praise. Father, we say hallelujah. We give you the highest praise. Thank you, dear God, for another day of time upon your wonderful green earth. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. Amen and amen. You know, Mount Calvary, God loves you. And I love you, too. I know sometimes when I preach to you, you feel like I'm preaching a little hard to you. But I don't want you to be like some of the churches in the book of Revelation. Even though Sardis had a name, that was all that it was to it. Because it had no meaning behind it. God loves you. And I love you as well. So if there be any consolation in Christ, if there be any comfort of love, if there be any fellowship of the Spirit, And if there be any bowels and mercy, then be ye not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind. And let this mind be in you, which is also in Christ Jesus, who being in the form of God, thought it not robbery to be equal with God, but made himself of no reputation, and was made in the likeness of men. And being found in fashion as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient unto death, even unto the death of the cross. And we know that God has highly exalted him, and he has given him a name above all names, and that at the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow. To the things that are in heaven, to the things that are upon the earth, and those that are under the earth, to the glory of God. Every knee shall bow, every tongue shall confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Glory to God for the great things that he has done for us. Not that he had to do it, but he did it out of love. He found a place and time just for you and I to love us the way that he does. And as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord, because God is good all the time, and all the time God is good. You ought to put your hands together for the Lord in this place. He didn't have to bring us down to the prayer house this morning. It was out of grace and mercy. I heard it in the prayer earlier. He looked past all of our faults. He saw our needs. He did not treat us as our sins deserve. Pastor told me the other week, he said, if I don't step on some toes every now and then I'm just preaching to be preaching. Then I'm not doing my job. I'm not doing what thus said the Lord. I'm not doing what he sent me to do. This word is a sword. It is a sword. And it cuts coming and going. But we're thankful for the word of God. It's what keeps us in line. It's what helps us along the way. And I thank Pastor. I thank him so much for all that he does. I really do. I give thanks most of all, first and foremost, to God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Ghost. And I always give thanks to the pastor, the senior pastor of this church, Reverend Ronnie Humphrey Sr., to the pastor emeritus, Dr. Huey Lawson, in his absence, to Minister Cindy Michelle, to my right, to the officers and the members of this church. Family, my beloved wife, Miss Jennifer Denise, is with me today. Friends, visitors, I greet you all in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. I'm yours truly, Rod Lonix, ambassador for the living word of God, Jesus Christ. Amen. Glory to God. Glory to God. However, there is scripture today. For those of you that have your Bible, would you please stand in honor of the written word of the Lord? And for those of you that are unable to stand, the God that we love and serve, he understands. You'll find it in the book of Romans. The writer is the Apostle Paul. It's the chapter of 13, and it is the 11th verse. Romans chapter 13, verse 11. And when you have reached the contents of this book, would you please respond by saying amen. Amen. Recorded here are these words, and it reads as thus: and that, knowing the time, that now it is high time to awake out of sleep. For now is our salvation nearer than we believe. You may be seated. The night is far spent, and the day is at hand. Oh, yes. The night is falling, and the day is far spent. Dear Lord, come. Come and stay with us. Stay with us, Lord Jesus. We need Jesus at all times. That's why I said God is good all the time. And all the time, God is good. I titled this work today, Time is of the Essence. Those are two points I want to stress today. I won't be long. Time is of the essence. The first one being time. We know we take time to do everything else under the sun. We have time to feed the dog. You got time to feed the cat. You got time to feed the fish and the birds. We got time to go to the store. We got time to get on Facebook. We got time to do all of these things. But yet, for some reason, we don't realize that time is of the essence. God made time for mankind. Not for himself, but for us. So what I'm saying to you, church, is that we should sojourn using our time wisely. While we have a season and while we yet have time. Because our time is of the essence. 70. Anything else by reasonable strength. The Bible presents time as a divinely created reality in which God historically works out the divine plan of salvation. The plan of salvation is for us. It's not for God, it's for us. Thus, time begins and moves linearly toward a future goal. It does not wait on any man. Now, the phrase "in the beginning" relates back to the book of Genesis, where in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. In all other things were added under that, including man. Mankind's beginning started by the writings of Moses in Genesis. Okay? So we know that in the beginning is a very important phrase because that's when time comes into view for us as mankind. I just want you to bear with me for a little while. Philosophers and theologians have debated how time and eternity are related, as well as the nature of the connection between God and time. They're always trying to put two and two together to figure out what that one being is doing. Theologians who assert that God is timeless maintain that God created time, and therefore he stands above the temporal flow of time. Are you with me? I am one of those that believe that God created time. I believe that time was made for mankind. I know God walks in and out of time, but he is not bound by time. 1 year is as 1,000 to God, and 1,000 is as 1 day. So he walks in and out of time. It's created for humankind. He does not stand within the temporal flow of it. There are others that suggest that God travels with creation through time. So that brings me to this word essence. Essence is the core of what makes something what it is without being something else. Now I'm going to come back to that. God is essence. But God is his essence. God is essence. So the essence of God is God. You cannot define God, but you may describe him and some of his characteristics, some of his attributes. But you cannot define him. God's essence is himself. God is essence, and essence is God. And it relates to our living. That's what it relates to. As human beings, it relates to our living because he was always here. Like I said, he stands above. Essence is the core of what makes something what it is without being something else. Let me work right here. If God is the essence of existence, nothing exists without God. And I'm going to touch on that. If God takes the time to take his Holy Spirit and to place it down inside of you, down with your inner man to your core, God is your core. God is your essence. God is the essence of mankind. Are you with me? If he takes the time to dwell with your inner man on the inside, spiritually, God is your essence. Physically, God is your essence because nothing can exist without God. Are you with me? God is the essence of mankind. Now, the metaphysical essence of God is existence. So God's essence is that he is who he is, and that's what it is. He told Moses, I am that I am. And we know that he is the great I am. He is the absolute being that was not created, and there is no existence or essence for God because God is his very own essence. Hello, now. And there is no existence. There is no essence without him. John said it like this. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God, and the same was in the beginning with God. He said, all things were created by him, and there was not anything made that was made without him. In him was life, and that life was the light of men. God is the essence of mankind. Are you with me? Hello now. He is who he is, and there is no essence without him. But we understand now that time, for humans, for Christians, for Bible goers, for disciples, time is of the essence. You're not promised tomorrow. Time is of the essence. And that is why I preach the way I preach to you, Mount Calvary, because I want you to make it into your land of milk and honey. I want you to get there with that absolute being. Let me show you something. I want to paraphrase something right here. All right. John the Baptist was given a season of time, just like we are given a season of time, all right? Because he was the forerunner and the prophet of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Okay? Now, Jesus told the disciples. John was perplexed. John was worried. John was discomforted. He was cast into prison. And he wanted to know if Jesus was the one, or should he look for another? In other words, he wanted to know, Lord, have I wasted my time running this race? Have I ran this race in vain? Have I wasted my time? And Jesus told his disciples, he said, go and show John. Go and tell him, go and show him that the lame walk. Show him that the deaf hear, that the mute speak, that the lepers are cleansed, and that the blind receive their sight, and that the dead are raised from the grave. He told those around him, he said, what did you go out to see? Did you go to see a reed shaking in the wind? What did you go out to see? Did you go out to see a man clothed in soft raiment? He said, men in soft raiment belong in kings' houses. He said, behold, I send my messenger before thy face to prepare thy way for thee. He said, and verily, verily, I say unto you, There is none that are born among women that is greater than John the Baptist. Notwithstanding, he that is least in the kingdom of heaven is greater than he. John had a moment of time. John had a season of time. Be diligent as the Baptist was with his time. Because God is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. Be like the Baptist. Make wise use of your time. I stopped by here today to tell you just for a little while to tell you that time is of the essence. I don't know whether you picked it up yet or not, but it's of the essence. And it's not going to wait for you, and it's not going to wait for me. Be about your Father's business because you are a child of the King. It's all right. He doesn't mind work while it's day. Because the night is coming where no man will be able to work. The blind will be leading the blind and they'll both fall in the ditch. I'm here to tell you that yesterday is gone. Today is here and now, and tomorrow may never get here. Time is of the essence. Hello, somebody. Time is of the essence. I heard Hosea say in 10 and 12, now sow to yourselves in righteousness, reap in mercy, break up your fallow ground, for it is time to seek the Lord until he come and rain his righteousness upon you. Paul goes right behind and Paul says, for say he saith, I have heard. I've heard in a time accepted, and behold, now is the day of salvation. Jesus says it's in Matthew. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and then all the rest of these things will be added unto you. You have to realize that time is of the essence, and it's not going to wait on you or me. Paul warns us, though. He warns us to walk right. He warns us to talk right. He warns us to act right. He goes down in Ephesians 5 and 16. He says, because redeeming the time, the days are evil. He knows that the days are evil. We need to learn how to walk like Jesus. We need to learn how to talk like Jesus. We need to learn how to act like Jesus. We need to learn how to pray like Jesus. We need to learn how to love like Jesus. Because time is of the essence. It's not going to wait for us. It's going to keep on moving all the time, David. Jesus said it like this. In the book of Matthew, he said, take no thought for tomorrow. You know, we always worried about what tomorrow. Well, I'll pay the light bill tomorrow. I'll pay the rent tomorrow. I'll go get some grocery tomorrow. I'll go down by mom and daddy's house and cut the grass tomorrow. Jesus said, take no thought for tomorrow. For tomorrow shall take thought of the things of itself. Sufficient unto the day is the evil thereof. Time is of the essence. Time waits for no man. Don't you see? Right now, as we stand right here, these people don't understand. I told you time and time again, California is still burning. I've been preaching down here for 4 years or better, and it's still on fire. The flatwoods of Texas is flooding right now as we speak. Human trafficking is at an all-time high. Teen suicide is sky.